Chapter 87. Full sail towards the unknown. Let's stop. Let's hit the pause button and linger right here for a moment or two at least. It cannot be a bad thing to do, to lounge and linger, to be static, to be still, to observe and reflect, the way a lake reflects wistful clouds, making them into glorious boats gliding across its surface, or the way a face reflects some unexpected momentary glimpse of joy or lingering trace of annoyance, yearning or regret, come across anew like a stepped on nail, the way a cormorant contemplates waves while hanging out its wings to dry, or how a candle flame reacts to the slightest whisper of a wind. Reflection. I don't mean mirror gazing as such, as pleasing or unsettling as that can be. I mean contemplation, cogitation, deliberation, meditation, rumination, musing and reverie, all of which scientifically proven to be beneficial for the inner circuitry, if you ask me, letting the actors inside your head play out their scenes, to sit and watch the world go by, or watch the water pushing round the wheel of the mill relentlessly, hear the soothing sound it makes. As everyone knows, meditation and water are wedded forever, according to Herman Melville, and he would know. So let's stop and take stock, get bearings and plot things on charts. What could be the harm in that? Maybe you aren't anywhere near where you thought you'd be. Things don't always go as planned, do they? But what is a plan worth in any case? You want to get to where you were going? If you already know where and what that is, what is the point in going there? Could it not be better to drift like an unmoored rowboat? I mean, what is the upside of being driven? As you can see, still this obsession with overambitious goals and underachievement, this tyranny of success. Let's stop the story right here for a moment to take a breath, a deep breath. Nourish oneself with that. All very well for a Buddhist monk, but one of those I am not. Nothing but a simple man of simple tastes and simple songs to simply sing. You cannot go around saying you are a ballet dancer if you've been a pig farmer all your life. Now, who said that? Was it Truman Capote? Quentin Crisp? Taylor Swift? I clearly have no idea how to move on with this, from what it is to something else, to what it could be. Is that such a bad thing, to live within your limits? Revel ineptly in insufficiency, while your dreams insist and persist, flourish once more like the sun coming out after a storm. Let's not stop them. Let's push them out like little paper boats. Full sail towards the unknown.